When David and Dallas Dutson were young, both were diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. Their Nana, Jerry Marty, who now sits on the board of governors for the Ochre View Community Health Center, says without the clinic, neither one of her grandsons would have been diagnosed.
We struggled to get them into different hospitals than that when David was first sick, and they said, if you have a diagnosis, we can see you. Well, if you don't have insurance, how do you get a diagnosis?
Marty says within a couple of visits to a community health center, the doctors knew what was wrong. And now her grandsons, ages 11 and 15, are their own advocates for the 11 centers located across the state.
As a family, we tried to do a family vacation, and we had started saving jars of, you know, pennies, nickels, dimes, whatever leftover change was going to be our souvenir money. And then they came to me one day and said that, well, in David's words, they realized that children and other patients needed the money more than Disneyland did.
With two large jars packed full of change, the boys handed their contribution over to the executive director of the health center, who moments later accepted another donation of $500,000. Jeffrey Immelt, CEO of General Electric, was on hand to announce that the GE Foundation would be chipping in to support two community health centers along the Wasatch Front as part of its developing health program.
We've got this drive towards cost, quality, and access. And if you look at all the statistics in the United States, there's still tens of millions of underserved people in the country. And the best venue that they have for getting health care is through clinics like this. So we think these funds that we can provide really do a great job to provide more healthcare to more people.
Dexter Pierce, executive director of Community Health Centers, says donations like these are particularly critical right now because potential federal cuts could mean more than 5,000 patients who use the center statewide could lose that benefit. CHC says it serves 34,000 patients per year, 60% of whom are uninsured. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.